How far would you go to help a good cause? Marilyn Marvin went a very long way, 13,000 feet in fact, to do a tandem skydive, otherwise known as doing a Minto, for charity. Marilyn is 64 and visually impaired, and I met her and her guide dog, Koala, and she explained why she did it and what it felt like. This morning I'm at NNAB and talking to Marilyn Marvin. She's very kindly come out of a craft class for me, doing some basket work, to tell me about a recent experience she had when she went to do a skydive. Welcome, Marilyn.
Hi, Marjorie, and thank you for coming.
Pleasure. Well, we want to know all about this skydive. Firstly, I'd like to know what earth was it that made you decide that you wanted to do a skydive?
I heard about it around about a month before it actually happened, and straight away I thought, yeah, I'd like to do that. My husband had passed away 4 years ago, and I think for the first year I was very much in my shell, and I started coming back down here again and getting involved with a lot of things down here. And then when the skydive came up, I thought that's a way of raising money, and I wanted to do something to raise money, and I thought what a wonderful way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Who did it raise money for?
For the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind.
And do you know, did you use money in a particular way?
I don't know what they use it for. Mm-hmm. It all goes into the main kitty, and then they will decide how it's going to be used, I should imagine.
So then what did you do?
Put my name forward, and I was worried that the doctor wasn't going to pass me. At first he's sort of very, is this something you're going to take up on a regular basis? And I said, definitely not. and I was worried because years ago I had epilepsy, and I thought he's going to turn me down. But fortunately I've not had one for 5 years, and so he passed me.
Yeah, so I
was really happy about that. And then I had to get sponsors, which isn't always that easy.
No.
And
you've got to find people, you've got to think of the people who you approach, I suppose.
That's it, yes. You know, friends and family, and people down here as well.
Mm.
And once the sponsorship was in, really, then, you know, I could hand it in, and the sponsorship's still going on the Facebook page, I believe.
Any ideas how much you're getting?
No idea yet. I think I must have raised about 400, but I'm not really sure. But they're still yet to let us know what the final total is.
That's great. And did you go with a group of other people, presumably?
Yeah, I was Ed Bates. He was the only other blind person that took part, and there was 9 sighted people. It was Donna Minto, and I don't remember the names of everybody else.
No,
we all went on the minibus.
Where to?
Beckles. And then we had to put on like a suit all in one, which had straps on the legs and on the arms.
Mm-hmm.
We were given a debriefing as to how to handle the skydive, and I think that's the only time I got nervous, because up to then I'd been really excited. You have to have a 25-minute talk of what to do when you come out of the plane, and the first thing that was going through my mind, I thought, I've got a very good memory, and I thought, am I going to forget this, and am I going to put myself in danger, am I going to put him in danger, and but he was really good, and I was attached to a very nice 40-year-old gentleman, and then we walked out to the plane, and he, you know, kept on telling me what to do, don't worry.
Yeah.
And then we got onto the plane, and there were no seats in the plane. You just sit on the floor in between your skydiver's legs, and then he straps himself to you round the chest. And then he said, well, now shuffle yourself. Once we'd gone up 13,000 feet, which is the equivalent of 2 miles, said shuffle yourself to the door, and then had to put my legs under the plane.
That's it. Is it breezy?
It was rather breezy, yeah. And then hold onto the straps on my chest and put my head back and the bottom of my stomach out. And I don't remember anything else after that. It was so exciting. I just said, wow, you know, a free falling was brilliant.
Did it feel quick?
It was, yes, but we were actually up there for 6 minutes.
6 minutes is a long time.
Well, to me it didn't feel long enough. And then he opened up the parachute and we went back up again, and then we were slowly going down like a butterfly, really. And he gave me the cords to hang on the parachute, and he said, pull the left one to go left. The right one to
right. I see you guiding it.
It was really exciting to be able to do that, you know. It was, of course, I had no fear because I can't see. There was no fear of what was below. Whereas when I was little, I had a fear of heights, but yeah, I haven't got it anymore. But now I wish that I could have seen the beauty of the land. But never mind. Yeah, the experience was wonderful.
How did he land?
Well, there's a crowd below. Now wave to the crowd. And then he said, well, when you get so far, when he knows you're coming into land, have the straps on your legs, you hold on to those and you pull them up as far as you can. And then when he comes down, he will actually run along the ground.
Oh, right.
And then you have a really nice, easy landing. And, you know, just very gentle, really.
You were pulled along a little bit by him, I guess.
It was just sort of fought. It was really soft, and I think for a week, I just couldn't come down to earth. I was so excited. It was like better than a week's holiday. It sounds really silly, that, doesn't it? But the adrenaline was fantastic, and I was so amazed at the sponsorship, because when I got home, one of the ladies at the bus stop, she was talking to me about it, and she said, well, how did the skydive go? And I was telling her about it, and as we got on the bus, four people opened up their purses to give me money for sponsorship, and so I gave them my sponsorship form to somebody, and they filled the names in. The next day, a lady came round. She said, "Well, I was up at the back of the bus, and I couldn't get to you, so I thought I'd bring the sponsorship money round today." I was so overwhelmed.
It's heartwarming, isn't it?
It is, by people's kindness, and you know, and it's for anyone else that would want to do it. I would say, go ahead, do it. Don't be frightened of it. It's really exciting. Hoping next year to do a zip wire from Snowdon.
A zip wire? is that something that's in Nadeau for?
It'll be, it'll be in aid of the Association for the Blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is it?
Snowdon.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, that would be
a bit different.
It would be different. I think Don Minto said I'd have to stop practicing press-ups for some reason, but I don't know why, but
that's great.
It's not something that I'm very good at.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for telling me all about it.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Congratulations on what you've done, and congratulations on the money you're raising.
Oh, thank you.
I wish you the very best for the next zip wire.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn.
A very brave woman, Marilyn Marvin.